I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
What's up, Football Card Quest? I'm Paul Hickey, co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show right here on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Be sure to check out our other great shows on the network by visiting NoOffseason.com. And of course, check out all the great content that Andy's putting out at FootballCardQuest.com to help you make money flipping football cards to fund your PC, fund your life. All right, everybody, here's Football Card Quest.
Let's go! Andy, we are so close to the holiday season. People want to know what football cards should they buy for their kiddos, for their daughters, for their sons, for their cousins, uncles, aunts, whatever. I am loving this NFL season. Now, I will say my heart is sunk when the Bengals looked as bad as they did without my patron saint, Joe Burrow. But Andy, I think the big story is what's going on with Josh Allen and what's going on with Jalen Hurts. I was so captivated by that game this past weekend. Your overall thoughts on this past week, the quarterbacks and everything regarding football cards?
Oh man, it's so much fun to see the ups and downs. You know, I was comparing the values of Tyreek Hill to Jared Goff, Dak Prescott. You've got insane values on Tyreek Hill right now. People are shelling out thousands of dollars like they would for these quarterbacks, but they're spending it on skill position players.
Let's go.
You know, it's not just Tyreek, it's Christian McCaffrey. You know, it's some of these other guys as well, the rookies. You know, so it is a lot of fun to watch how the market has calibrated, and it really is so closely correlated to performance now. And then as you look at the quarterbacks, yeah, we're wanting to see them lead their team to wins, not turn the ball over in critical situations. And you know, I see you got the Dobbs sad face there underneath your name. And like people were just, it's almost like a Mike White phenomenon, man. Although, you know, he had some lore, some fame off the field. He comes into a new team. And I said, I'm like, man, why is everybody getting so excited? Like the first week he broke out for the Vikings, I didn't really get it. And then the next week I was like, all right, I see it now. But we get into a prime time. And in fact, I know a lifelong Vikings fan. He's like my second cousin. I saw him on Thanksgiving. Okay. And I said, are you a Josh Dobbs truther? Is he going to take you guys to the promised land? He said, I'll be waiting right here next year for Kirk to come back.
So, yeah, Josh Dobbs is another instance of not buying at its ceiling, right? More than likely, there's a reason why he's a journeyman. Even though we are fans of him, we are fans of players doing the miraculous, which is what he did a few weeks ago versus Atlanta, not really knowing any of his receivers or teammates. But that's why, you know, when it comes to the backup QB market, you've got to buy these guys, Andy, before they actually get to the prime time. So if you're doing backup QB prospecting, once that player starts to ball out of control, it's too late. There's no need to start paying $100 for the Josh Dobbs Prism Autos, because all it takes, you know, I'm sure, Andy, there are some people that finally bought a Josh Dobbs card and they're like, oh, look, it's Monday Night Football. I'm going to be able to cash out. He's going to beat the crap out of the crappy Bears. But he did the exact opposite. So, Andy, if people want to do the backup QB prospecting thing, it's important to get it before they actually touch the field.
You got to, man. And a lot of times we see the spike. The spike already started to happen when he was traded to the Vikings. You know,
right.
You just look at the weapons they have and the coaching they have. They know that they're the Kevin O'Connell's a gunslinger coach, quarterback friendly coach. So immediately it was like, oh, let's get excited. And the prices started to go up. And so then just it was so sensitive that just that little comeback win in his first game caused them to go up exponentially. And there's such a small graded market for him that the PSA 10s had an even more, even higher, like exponential rate of growth, as you know, there's a lot of PSA 10 collectors and people in the hobby that just gravitate straight towards that market. So yeah, you got to get in, you got to get in before the news and that stuff. Like you can end up being like really diversified, if you get into a lot of players, but what you ultimately are following is a process. I like to follow a process of looking for good athletes. That's why it's easier for me to find good athletes in the skill position categories, like running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, than it is for me to find a quarterback that's going to break out. It's just so hard to pinpoint which quarterback is going to break out next. Of course, yeah, they can go up at the highest rate, but if you're targeting these rookie and second year skill position players at the right time, because there's auctions ending throughout the week, every week, you can really make good money on those guys too. And we've proven that week in and week out.
Yeah. You know, for me, Andy, another game over this past weekend that really showcased two really good quarterbacks was CJ Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. I felt like that was such a big dub for T-Law, right? Because I mean, just a few weeks ago, you were feeling, man, CJ might be the head honcho in the division right now.
Well, I still think he might be. I mean, that game was really, really close. I mean, if they had Jake Elliott, they would have been going to overtime. Maybe pulling out the overtime win like the Eagles. So yeah, I mean, that game was so close. I still think CJ Stroud. I want to ask you, Carter. Do you think? And this is interesting. I'll talk about some auctions that ended for CJ Stroud over the weekend. But do you think that CJ Stroud right now is the best rookie quarterback performance we've seen in the modern era of NFL?
Yeah, I would say so. Even better than my guy who had his knee, you know, shredded by Washington. I would say so, because it's not only just the MVP stuff. It's like all these QB legends are like talking about CJ Stroud like nonstop. Like I think Drew Brees launched a YouTube channel, and I think he's only done CJ Stroud content up to this point. So, yeah, I would say that's true for CJ, especially when you factor in he's doing this in Houston, right? Pretty big market, a team that was very hungry for someone like this after how the Deshaun Watson era ended. So, yeah, I mean, I would say CJ's been the best rookie quarterback that I've seen.
You know, it's so interesting, and this is a subscriber of the Quest, subscriber of Sports Card Strategy. He had a CJ Stroud base mosaic that he ended in auction on Sunday. And you can see a lot of these that are all going for like $15. They're horizontal yellow that, let's see, in the buy it now, went for $40. You know, so it's really impressive transaction, especially when you look at what these cards will probably sell for just a year or two from now. Based Honors getting ready to be released in a few days. And you have all these other sets, Optic, Select, Prism, you know, the Contenders, Absolute. So tons of sets coming out, and you can see the average sale price right now for these base mosaics is all around $15. But he actually, if I could find it real quick, let's go. It's probably the highest one on here. Is it really blew my mind. I don't know how this happened, but he had one in auction that ended Sunday night for $70, Carter. And it was pretty wild. I was like, holy crap. Like, there was auctions ending around it that were all around $15, $20 is the biggest one I saw. And the guy actually paid for it. And wow. The community member, I forgot his name, but he actually messaged the guy and was like, hey, man, you know, you paid way more than what this card is selling for. I can't believe that, you know, he went the extra mile to say to inform the buyer of that. Here's one that sold for $30.
But okay.
Yeah, but it's pretty mind-blowing. I don't know what to make of it. His question is like, what should he do? I guess he's going to just should send it out and take send the money.
It. Right? There are some people that impulse buy and they don't watch this show. They don't have the Keep a Map that's a part of your Discord subscription here at the Football Card Quest. They don't have all these different apps. They don't actually go look at the eBay sales data. They just go buy, right? They just want a card. There is a lot of that. I did that quite a few times when I wasn't educated and I didn't find people like you. So yeah, CJ's that guy. And, you know, he becomes a little bit more interesting now that you have David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, coming out and saying, hey, we were going to draft CJ Stroud and we thought Houston was going to go get Bryce Young. So two things that tells me. Number one is people like me who thought Bryce was better than CJ were not that great. But the second thing it tells me is how important your situation actually is, because CJ is in a way better situation than Bryce is in right now. I hated the Jonathan Mingo pick. Hated what that offensive line looked like going into this year. Then you have a coach get fired, and you have obviously just a hellacious situation in Carolina. So my question for you, Andy, you look at the data, not only the football card data, but the historical data for young quarterbacks. And young quarterbacks is what fuels the modern-day hobby, right? When we were at the National, Andy, there weren't a whole lot of kids walking around with – Drew Brees cards, Peyton Manning cards. You know, they had those things, but they like the now. They like the current. Are you ready to say at this point that there is no path forward for Bryce Young?
It's potential. If they've already fired Frank Reich, you've already had the general manager come out and say it. The problem is they traded away their first round draft pick to the Bears. And I know last week we talked about all these quarterbacks in the draft class next year. So there's a potential that they did. I mean, probably a good potential that they draft a guy, even if it's at the, you know, beginning of second, or somehow they trade up more capital to get a quarterback next year. And there's like an open competition early in camp. And the new coach doesn't have this allegiance to Bryce Young. General manager already has openly said he doesn't like Bryce Young, or that wasn't his choice. So therefore, you've got an open battle, and all of a sudden, Bryce Young is on the bench, you know, and either the rookie quarterback starting or they bring in a veteran. Maybe they're the next team up in the Josh Dobbs sweepstakes. Like, would Joshua Dobbs be better on the Panthers right now than Bryce Young is?
What Bryce has done up to this point is very concerning, and I liked him. I really did like him coming out of Alabama, but man, it's looked tough. Now, before we get to some Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen discussion, because they both played absolutely ridiculous, let's take a few questions here from the absolute best viewers on the planet of the Football Card Quest. Let's go to Mark D. Is the best buying time for NFL in December and not June? Fields, Love, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, etc. are all cheaper now than then. Purdy and Stroud are the only outliers. So, Andy, what does the data tell you about buying in December?
It's a fantastic time. And I've been, after the first year of doing this channel, Carter, I realized that you actually can make the best decisions buying and a lot of times get the best prices right now throughout November, beginning of December. We're starting to get into that like pre-playoff hype where the start of the basketball season has worn off. You're through the initial holiday of Halloween and Thanksgiving, and now people are starting to get excited about the playoffs and stuff. And so, yeah, but the reason why, one of the reasons why I think it's another reason to buy the best time, even though the prices are low, you actually can make really informed decisions because you've seen, three quarters of a season from these players. You've seen how these coaches want to, all these new coaches on the teams want to deploy the personnel, how they want to call games. And you get a really good sense of who's going to be hyped up in the free agency cycle next year, next spring, and then also the playoffs. So we can start making bets right now on the playoffs. So you definitely had to ask yourself, how long do I want to hold the card? The next real window right now is the games.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And then the playoffs. And then it's, March, April, free agency, and then the draft in May. And so, and then, you're coming off of that draft hype in June. So June is fine for a decent percentage of players, but it's honestly, this is the best time, especially if you know what you're doing, because you can make really informed decisions on the players that just didn't have the breakout, man. Like right now, look at Joe Burrow. Look at, if you want to project for the playoffs, look at Tua, look at the prices on him, or even Jalen Hurts, man. Or Russell Wilson. They've won the last five in a row. I see the comment here from Chad.
Andy, I am not the best flipper. It's just not, because I love cards, right? You love cards. When you get a card, I'm like, oh God, I don't really want to sell it. I will say, and a good bit about my buying history and all that, the most profitable time that I've ever bought cards is Thanksgiving time and early December. All right. Now, that's very anecdotal. I am not, a high volume buyer. I'm also not a high volume seller. But a lot of the decisions I made buying cards, and it was a lot of Burrows a few years ago before he had that 5-touchdown game versus Ravens. A lot of the cards I bought then 3X'd and 4X'd. And it's for a lot of good reasons, right? November, some players are hot, some players are cold, like a lot of the names that Mark mentioned right there. So once again, it's a very small sample for me, but it's been a very successful time for me. The next thing I would say before we get to some Jalen Hurts discussion, and we'll get to Mr. T's question next, is I would also be careful of buying CJ Stroud. I would, for this reason, okay? Yes, it is clear that he is very, very, very good. Okay. What would be the next milestone for him to 1.5X or 2X any card that you're buying right now? Right? Is it winning the MVP? Is it going to the Super Bowl? Is it, is any one of those things reasonable for him in the next year or so or 2 years? Yeah, I guess you could say it's somewhat reasonable, but he is in the AFC and it's really hard to move up the quarterback hierarchy of the AFC. So I would be careful, especially considering the way the Fanatics stuff and all that stuff works out. We don't know what everything is going to look like in terms of his autos and print runs of all the other, releases. There's all different stories about how that's going to look. But I might be interested in buying some Bryce Young just so I could say, well, maybe I turn out to be right. Maybe he just needs some kind of help at this point. And
I think McLeod's been buying some Bryce Young too.
Yeah, look, there's no way the Panthers are drafting a quarterback next year. I just don't see that happening. So let's go to Mr. T We're at a four-year market low right now. Any guess how long cycle downturn will last?
Well, I'd love to know, you know, what is the data point that shows we're at a four-year market low? Is it the value of Michael Jordan rookie cards, Tom Brady? Who is it? You know, the Mickey Mantle, you know, because we're at career highs for a lot of ultra modern player. We're at career highs for Tyreek Hill, Christian McCaffrey, you know, those two guys, a prime example. Obviously we could point to some quarterbacks like Brock Purdy. You know, we're at career highs for, you know, so we're at 4 year highs for a lot of guys, in the market. And we sure. Yeah. If you look at Patrick Mahomes, for example, we're not at a 4 year low because we're higher than what they were in 2019, but we're lower than what they were at the end of, 2020 and 2021. So you can see right now the current average for Mahomes is about, well, there's a $5,000 buy it now and a $3,000 auction. That's quite the, the variance there. But if you just look at the average over the past years, $4,100. And yeah, we know that was a $12,000 all time high, but it kind of quickly came down and it stayed right around this point. And so I'd love to know what the data point is that's showing that we are at a 4 year low.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of these other YouTube videos that show that, yeah, the overall market is down, but that was partially because the 2020 COVID rush was so big. Yeah. So like we mentioned last week, there was going to be a decline. And look, some of my, I don't like saying this word, but portfolio. I just think that's just too sophisticated of a word when it comes to cardboard. But my portfolio has gone down for some of the stuff that I've bought. I don't think any less of it. I mean, it's not thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars in Mac Jones rookies, I'll tell you that. But yeah, it's I get your point, but like Andy pointed out, it's more than just the overall macro. There are a lot of players who are way up. Let's go to the super chat here from Jordan. Let's all pour one out for Jamie Chadwell and the Liberty Flames, 12-0 and getting shafted out of a playoff spot. The good news is next year they will get a playoff spot in the 12-team playoff format, if I'm not mistaken. But shout out to Jamie Chadwell. Let's go to James. If your goal is to sell before the playoffs, would you, Andy, invest in any 2021 rookies? So that is the Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields class.
Would I invest in any 2021 rookie? Yeah, there's definitely, obviously, a few. Devonta Smith, Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, those kind of guys. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be targeting. You know, we point out so many examples of where you can target the rookie autos for like that $20 to $30 range. Even there were rookie ticket autos that hit career lows for Christian Watson. But Christian Watson's 2022 rookie. But I mean, I look at kind of like second and third year rookies in the kind of a very similar boat.
Right.
You know, that sophomore junior year. But yeah, even guy like Christian Watson, you were able to snipe his rookie ticket auto for just 10, 15 bucks. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Devonta Smith, you know, going back to October, you're able to get those for like in that $30 to $40 range. And then they just shoot up to like $100 because that's the range that that people will typically pay for a nice rookie patch auto, you know, and they're used to paying $1,000 plus for their favorite quarterback. So they look at $100 for one of these wide receivers, running backs. They're like, yeah, man, yeah, you know, it's presented well. Card looks good. They'll grab one of those, and that's where you can make some really nice profit in the market.
We had the Justin Fields debate last week, Andy. I mean, I know we talked about Joshua Dobbs, but I mean, Fields just looked like, and like I said last week, I'm just out on Justin Fields, and I was the one that had him ranked above Trevor Lawrence in that draft class. I'm just out. I'm out. But someone earlier, Andy, said They're able to scoop up a lot of Justin Fields on the low low. So did last night change anything for you, or do you still think this is a really good, you know, buy low opportunity?
Oh, yeah, I still think it's a great buy low opportunity. Because, yeah, they come away with the win, but, I mean, they struggled, man. He fumbled, you know, there were struggles, you know. It's ball security was a big deal. What, he had two fumbles, you know? So, I mean, they barely came away with the win in this game. If it wasn't for the Bears defense just having Josh Dobbs' number in that game, I mean, they just, like, read him like a book, then the Bears probably wouldn't have won that game. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think this changes a whole lot for Bears investors, other than, like, I watched Justin Fields. I'm like, that's a special athlete, man. This guy in the right situation can be really good, you know. So, yeah, I'm still going to be buying. I'm going to be targeting Orange Laser Prism PSA 10s. Those cards are awesome. The Blue Scope Optic PSA 10s for Justin Fields. I mean, they really haven't gone up much. And you can compare them to Trevor Lawrence. There's some differences and similarities there, but same draft class. And just compare them to like 2020 and 2022. So all these ultra modern years from 2020 to 2022, they got a lot of supply. You know, and I like the 2020 and the 2022 products better than 2021. I feel like that 2021 probably has the highest supply. And then they dialed it back a little bit in 2022, but increased the number of parallels. So, you know, just overall, I would be targeting something that is color matched and grade chasing a bit for Justin Fields in 2021, because the grades are so hard to get. And then if you can get a rookie auto, like for around $200, I mean, that is the sweet spot right there, because people are typically, when a quarterback, especially on card rookie auto from contenders and sealed by Panini, which almost all of Justin Fields are, those are gonna shoot up, man. He goes to a new team, he dodges a draft. I don't think he's sitting on the bench. I don't think he's gonna. I know the Bears got these two top 10 picks right now. I just don't think he's sitting on the bench. If he sits on the bench, that would just be, I mean, that would be worse than the Mitch Trubisky saga. I mean, that would just be a travesty.
Let me ask the chat a question. I'll ask you a question. This is kind of more football cardy. Would you rather a card, a rookie auto in a PSA 9 slab, or in a really clean sealed one touch? What would you prefer, Andy?
Sealed one touch by Panini? Yeah, give me the sealed one touch by Panini. Yeah.
There we go. Over the PSA 9. Andy, someone spent their hard-earned money to send the thing all the way to California, subjectively graded, give it a 9, and you would still take the sealed one touch over the 9?
Yeah, I like the sealed one touch from Panini. It's something about it, man. It's almost like a perception that this card has never been touched, although, you know, it's like, that's not the case, but, I don't know. It just looks cleaner to me in the 9, you know. Yeah, man, if it's not a 10, just give it to me raw in that one touch sealed by Panini. 'Cause I'm not taking it out of that either. And I look at that as better than the 9. That's almost like having a BGS 9.5. Now, if you told me BGS 9.5 or the seal by Panini, now I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. If it is like a super, super, super rare card, I might go with the 9, because it makes me feel a little bit more comfortable that it's, you know, authentic, if you will. But I just like cards in one touch, man. It's grown on me, man. It is grown on me, like Tank Dell. All right, I'm Tank Dell to the mother freaking moon. I got him in a dynasty league not too long ago in a startup. So freaking love me some Tank. But my next question for you, Andy, is there is higher end college uniform product being released out now? Okay, not necessarily like what I look for, because, you know, I'm not a big like National Treasures guy, simply because I don't have the bankroll. I like the way that it looks, but But National Treasures College Football is out right now, and I'm pretty sure Flawless is around the corner. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it is really interesting, man. I'm trying to figure out how some of these cards are hitting the market. Case in point, I'm looking at the newest release. Some of these are pre-release cards. Let's go back a little bit, but 2023 Flawless Collegiate releases December 20th. 2023 Prism December 20th. That's a big one. So, talking about, you know, current draft class, and then you have your 2023 Donruss, which actually is gonna they expect it to hit shelves December 1st, and this is a big. You see December 1st on the hobby box, but then to your point. Select draft picks. All right. National Treasures right here. 2023 National Treasures Collegiate Football Hobby Box. $600. Very enticing, right? If you're a college football collector, man. And I'm interested to see how they categorize the draft classes. Because you see on this, Bijan Robinson, Anthony Richardson, Zay Flowers, all with rookie card shields. That seems very, very reactive. Instead of us having the next draft class in here, which is what I was hoping for. So, it's quite strange to me, Carter. I was hoping you could make sense of me. And then I found this sold listing that you and I were looking at that is advertised as National Treasures Collegiate On Card Auto for Arch Manning, but clearly. This is not National Treasures. And on the back, it says 2023-24 Panini Chronicles Optic Draft Picks.
The rated prospect, we looked for it. The only thing we could really find for rated prospect for college unis was Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers, both quarterbacks at Texas. So that might be something Texas related. I don't know. But yeah, it is kind of weird now, Andy, with these kids now having licenses and them having – you know, uniforms, their actual brand, the school's brand name on the cards now. It is kind of weird that you get the college uniform cards of the players that are already in the NFL. You of course, would have rather their National Treasures cards while they were still in college. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we're big Bowman U fans, but the truth is it does get very confusing for people that want to be college uniform collectors. So it's very strange.
Yeah, and I still think this is going to be the top sets heading into the draft. I think if we have like Marvin Harrison, who's in the first, right? He's in the first for the 2024 draft class, but he's got 2023 Bowman Chrome University first. So I guess you type in 2023-24 Marvin Harrison and maybe that would give you your best results on his rookie product. And then from there, you can kind of figure out what is out there for him and start to paint a picture of where you want to buy in at.
That was an interesting price. Scroll up a little bit, $617 for a number to 25. That is astronomical.
He's hot, man.
Man, that's crazy. He might not even win the Biletnikoff. That might be Malik Nabers, my guy. But yeah, it's Marvin's got the name, man. It's Marvin's son. He's going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft. So yeah, it's very, very, very strange, to say the least. So, We could get back into some college stuff a little bit later, but we'll stick back with the National Football League. But it is important to note that the National Treasures is a huge set, but it's the college uniform treasures. Even though I do think that Anthony Richardson card with the Jordan logo in there was pretty sick, to say the least. Now let's get to hobby tip of the week. Andy, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, mine is because I've gotten this question more and more from the Monday videos. People are asking about this extension right here. This is Cardboard Market, guys. All you have to do is go to Google. the Chrome Web Store, which you can find by just like a new tab. If you just went to google.com and you just typed in Cardboard Market, and that'll take you straight to a Cardboard Market, and you'll see the extension right here. See Google Chrome Cardboard Market. You download it and then it'll pop up here on the top. And when you have that activated, you know, you'll be able to see those prices like I've showed you guys before. We just boom, like this one right here, this Russell Wilson rookie auto. You just click it and you'll be able to see the best offer accepted price right on eBay. So just Google Cardboard Market extension and download it, install it, and you won't have to go to 130point.com or another website anymore.
Yeah, I think you've given this tip out before, and I went to it and it's changed a lot for me. So I love that tip. I'm glad you gave it out again, or it might have been Paul. I'm not sure. I freaking love that extension. That's definitely top five hobby tip of the week for me. Andy, mine's is very simple. Okay. This is when a lot of people that don't know a whole lot about football cards start wanting to buy football cards, right? Because they're trying to get something for their kids, right? For Christmas. They want to get them a box so they can open up for Christmas. So if you are one of those people that Googled football card advice or whatever, guess what? You're in the right spot. Okay. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions. We want people that are starting out to know what they're doing. And the best way to do that is joining our football card Patreon. So that's my hobby tip of the week. I understand it's like self-fulfilling because it helps you out, Andy. But I pay the subscription every month, right? I check it pretty often when I'm getting ready to make a big move or make a big purchase. I reach out to someone in that chat. So I highly recommend you check it out. But, and that kind of goes along with the hobby tip. Don't just buy the first box of sealed wax that you see on the shelves, right? If every box of that product is on the shelf and you go back 4 or 5 days later and every box of that product is still sealed on the shelf, don't get that box, right? There's a reason why people aren't buying it. So be careful if you are one of those people that don't really know a whole lot about this stuff and you just clear out a shelf of product and it's not really anything desirable, just be weary of that.
Yeah, and if you had the option of buying 5 blaster boxes from Walmart of Donruss, because Donruss is going to be the main one. People are chasing rated rookies. They're chasing right. Downtown, Rookie Kings, the Optic Previews. There's all kinds of stuff in Donruss that people want to chase. Don't get the blasters. Do not get the blaster boxes or the hanger boxes. You're much better off buying a hobby box or even buying a mega box they have it in that format. But buy a hobby box, man. Go just spend the $150, whatever it is. And if you can't get that, get them the Bowman Chrome University. I know they're probably NFL fans. They may be excited about the college players. There's super deep quarterback class. They're going to be excited when next April they've got these cards of these quarterbacks and wide receivers, running backs that they're able to sell for a nice profit. I think it's a great idea. You can get one of those for $110. I noticed that Steel City Collectibles still has their Cyber Monday sale for the Bowman Chrome University. Okay, and I would pull your funds together to get a 2023 Donruss hobby box instead of the blaster boxes, because the hit rates are better. And if you look at the hobby box price right now, it's $244.95, but the prices are subject to change based on demand. So what I like to do is actually wait. You know, I would actually, because it releases on 12/1, I would actually wait till like 12/10 or 12/13, you know, wait as close as you can to Christmas. If that's what you're going to buy, you know, your son, daughter, you know, significant other, friend, and they may go down in price based on demand, supply and demand. So,
so December 20th is when Panini Prism Football Hobby Box comes out. So
that's right.
That's very close to Christmas time, but I wanted to also bring that up here. When it comes to sealed wax, that's a big one, right? I know that's so close to Christmas. So it's can't really order it and then be there for your kiddos or whatever. But I do find it being that close to Christmas a very interesting release time. But obviously, we'll have plenty of time to talk about that when the time comes. But that's less than a month away. That is the flagship football product to me. Obviously, there's higher-end sets. Like we mentioned, National Treasures and Flawless. But that is the set that generates the most buzz. So it is very, very interesting. We say hi to Cards and Collectibles. We say hi to Mr. T. Look at Kent. Kent is just trying to placate to me. Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr. for the Biletnikoff. He deserves it over Marvin Harrison Jr. And you can go to my LSU channel. A few weeks ago, I said Harrison over Malik, right? But Malik Nabers' numbers, even though he's got a far better quarterback, he has been a better wide receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr. Draft who you want, whichever NFL team. I think both of them are going to be big-time Pro Bowlers. But Malik Nabers, if you've not seen him play, I know he doesn't have the name. Dude is a baller. But you're looking on the screen right now. Look at, man, I love the way Prism looks this year. It's grown on me.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And I like 2022, definitely better than 2021. 2021 has been my least favorite year. I don't like the optic. I don't like the base. I'm just not a fan of the 2021. 2022 I thought was better, but I'm excited to see what they do with 2023. This looks good, man. I'm excited about it. I wanted to see if your guy Tank Dell is going to be in here.
But, Tank, my guy. I always cheer for everybody short. I just love that. The short wide receivers are paying off big time. Josh Downs looks like he's a good football player. Obviously, Zay Flowers had the big end around touchdown. And the guy who has been a box of rocks has been Quentin Johnston. Dude, I have never in my life felt more pain than Quentin Johnston not producing in the current situation that he's in right now. I am to the point where I'm ready to label QJ as just a total Breshad Perriman level bust, but just totally out on QJ. He's hurt. Yeah.
I was never in, so it just feels good to be right. And that wasn't like, I didn't come up with that analysis on my own. I'm good at research and, you know, I have some really good resources, you know, thanks to the Dynasty Fantasy Football community. Some of these guys are, you know, they're so analytical. They're so detail oriented and they study these guys like you would not believe to make sure that their rookie draft pick is spent on the right players. And there was like a almost unanimous decision of don't draft Quentin Johnston. He's bad. He had a very favorable, lucky college career. And it looks like that was correct.
I kind of wanted to wait till next week to bring up this next topic, but I have loved the fact, Andy, that you have held yourself to a high standard on this channel, because one name that you have not mentioned in the last couple of weeks has been Mike Evans. Okay. Now, why do I bring up Mike Evans? Well, he's having a career year here with freaking Baker Mayfield at quarterback. Now, why is that relevant? Well, you know who else is having a career year right now? Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen having a career year. Absolutely killing it. Pretty much the only passing option in that Chargers offense at this point. There's going to be an insane wide receiver Hall of Fame logjam when all these guys retire, right? They're all around, you know, this same period, right? DeAndre Hopkins is in this period. Is D-Hop clearly over these two guys? I would say that he probably is. Tyreek Hill is definitely over these guys. Julio Jones is definitely over these guys. it is going to be so hard for Mike and Keenan to get in. But Andy, it's they're both around four-ish Pro Bowls. I think Keenan's at five and Mike is at four. I understand Hall of Fame is something that a lot of hobbyists look for. So how are you feeling about both of these guys moving forward?
Yeah, man, Evans is such a stud. Honestly, I should buy more, but the data is so interesting. If you look at the graded market for these guys, like I've got pulled up on the screen here, because I mean, even though the Bucs are struggling to win games, they're still in the hunt, but they're 4-7. I mean, NFC South is just such a dumpster fire. And then the Chargers, I mean, they're almost out of it, man. I had to look at the seeding in the race for AFC, but the Broncos are beating them. You know, they're basically out.
Yeah.
The Chargers are basically out. But look at Keenan Allen's values over the past 180 days. His Topps Chrome X-Fractor PSA 10 up 15%. His Topps Chrome Refractor up 35%. Mike Evans' Topps Chrome Refractor PSA 10 up 51%. His Prism Rookie up 47%. And so you see this data, and Mike Evans has got five different Prism base photo parallels. Five. It's unreal, dude. I was going to build a rainbow until I realized how many Prism photo variations Mike Evans has. It's pretty wild. But I love 2014 Prism. It's my favorite year of Prism to date. And there's no other year that they've made a design that's even close to this. So I'm interested, like they did the 2012 retro last year, to see if they do like the 2013 or 2014 retro as a short print insert this year.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool, because although the 2012 one didn't get the retro one didn't get the recognition that I think it should have, or like the resale value it should have. But
they look good.
It looked good. Yeah. And you're seeing, as a result, Mike Evans is having like 1 year highs in it, like pretty much in his sold value, $110. So this just goes to show you, like, I think Mike Evans is a good investment while he's still playing, because he could go to a new team next year. There's a solid chance that he's on a new team next year. Maybe Keenan Allen, you know, these veteran guys, they need one more ring. They need another ring, man, to get in. So it's like Julio Jones on the Eagles. One of these guys goes there, there's a big spike. So from an investment flipping perspective, that's when that spike happens for these guys. After they retire, they just slowly decline, and it's really all about the collection value to you then. And, you know, that's my issue with a lot of the people that say, well, the market's a four-year low. Most of them are looking at retired players. They're not looking at the young up-and-coming players that have all these events in their future that will cause a demand and a price spike in their cards.
Yeah, I say this because, like, for instance, there's some short print Jameson Williams cards that go for around the same as some of these short prints that you're looking at on your screen right now, which is absolutely insane to me. Like, Jameson Williams would be very lucky to have the career that either one of these two actually had. And like I said a minute ago, there are so many wide receivers that are clearly ahead of these guys, which is just crazy to me, right? It's
Jameson Williams doesn't have good hands, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I know Mike has had a couple drops here and there, but it's nothing like Jameson. I just think Jameson Williams kind of like, he doesn't have that dog mentality that everybody talks about, you know, that you need. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown's a perfect example of that, right? You know, Jameson Williams, I don't think he has that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't think he's the absolute perfect example here, but that's part of it. You know, when people ask me about, well, what about long-term investing? Well, one honest truth is, when these guys retire, there's just not as much interest surrounding them. And then, you know, Andy, I one thing I would love to see is, how much does a Hall of Fame induction ceremony change things when it comes to card prices? I would guess, Andy, it doesn't change things as much as people would like to think.
No, in fact, I'm glad that you brought that up, Carter, because I remember a conversation I had with Jeremy Lee. He runs a Sports Card Live YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't collaborated with him in forever, but I did like a podcast with him a long time ago. And he told me, because he's been in the hobby like going back to the 90s, and he said that the cards spike for players when they're announced for the Hall of Fame. And it's much like what we see in the NFL, like around events. It's like when the news is announced that they're traded to the new team, or the draft is announced, you know, then they spike a lot of times. And a lot of times that is the biggest price spike that you'll see. And so I noticed that the modern era semifinalist was just announced today, just announced from Ari Mirov today.
Wow.
The Hall of Fame revealed 25 modern era semifinalists for the class of 2024. Antonio Gates and Julius Peppers are first year eligible players. And super, super interested, because I think this definitely causes, like right now, a little bit of a demand spike for Antonio Gates and Julius Peppers. I'm curious to see what the sold data kind of shows on those guys. But I know there's a lot of Gates fans out there.
Yeah, and both of those guys should be first ballot guys. I might take both of these guys over like pretty much every other name listed here. Maybe Torrey Holt over one of these two. But yeah, Antonio Gates, I know I've randomly brought him up quite a bit. His cards are so cool because he's a Charger. So you got all these different cool Charger uniforms. His crap matches really well to his gold uniform stuff. And to make us feel old, his son is a current college player.
That's him right there.
Yeah, he's from Michigan State, which is crazy. But Antonio Gates has some of the coolest cards you will find. Game-worn patch Antonio Gates stuff is like just so freaking cool.
But Upper Deck exquisite.
Yes, it looks nice. Looks really, really, really nice. But Charger uniforms. The Chargers uniforms always look good on cards. They just always do. But yeah, I don't think like the Hall of Fame really changes a whole lot, which is kind of crazy to me that somebody would not want to buy, a Julio Jones card just because it's the end of his career. No, it's freaking Julio Jones. There's not many receivers in the NFL, I think, that will have a career on par with Julio Jones, right? I would be ecstatic if Ja'Marr Chase has Julio Jones's career, right? So it's always very interesting when you look at some of the skill guys.
And we know that there's plenty of guys out there that super collect Julio Jones, Antonio Gates, LT, you know. And what cards they go after? They're going after gold prisms any year, doesn't matter. 2022, yeah. You come out with a gold Antonio Gates, maybe the 101, maybe the black black Pandora, whatever it is, or the downtowns or the kabooms. Those are the cards that they're after for these Hall of Famers.
Yes, I've been sniping some super short print LSU stuff lately, just for the sake of it, even for players I'm not really like an absolute massive fan of. But yeah, just look at that the black Antonio Gates card right there is just nasty. Absolutely love it.
I love 2005 tops too.
That's but nice. Look, this is stuff like you have to be a super diehard football card fan to really get into it, because people don't really care too much about these players that are retired or towards the end of their careers. That's why I brought up, because I know you don't want to, Andy, because you want to talk about the things that people want to talk about, and not many football card enthusiasts, they'd rather talk about Chris Olave than they would Mike Evans, because Olave is younger, right? So it's very, very, very interesting.
Olave was on fire, man, before he got knocked out this game. I mean, he was just going nuclear, dude. And then I saw your boy Honey Badger, two picks. He almost had a third one too. I was like, oh man, look at that.
And I'm not selling. I don't care if all of them turn to dust in terms of value. I've sold some to offset some wedding stuff, but no, not selling. Not selling. Huh?
But you saw who was unleashed in that game. Bijan Robinson, man. They're finally getting it right, man. They're finally getting it right. Just give them the ball, dude. Don't throw it. If you throw it, just throw it. Well, they tried to throw it to Bijan. That was one of the interceptions, and he just, I mean, he threw it like 5 yards in front of him. I mean, even Bijan couldn't get to it. And if Bijan can't catch the ball, you know that was a bad pass.
And my question for you is, have you turned all your Derek Carr cards into paperweights yet?
I sold them things a long time ago.
I love it. Freaking love it. Now, we get to everyone's favorite. I say everyone's favorite. I don't know if everybody loves this segment, but we do get into play of the week. I need to do a better job of keeping up plays of the week. I don't remember who I gave last week, but I was hot with Trey McBride. Got that pretty spot on Aiden O'Connell. I don't even remember who I gave out last week.
I remember I gave Javonte Williams. Who was your play of the week?
We'll go back and look. But Andy, I'll let you go first. You go.
Okay. Right. Yeah, mine's. I think it's pretty obvious, but man, it's. I'm gonna give a quarterback because this is you can buy low right now on this guy and flip in the playoffs. It's got to be Tua, man. Ooh. He's got the two easiest matchups. If you look at just lopsided easy matchups right now in the NFL and the worst secondaries in the league, it's the Commanders and the Titans. They have the worst secondaries in the league. And who has the best passing offense in the league? One of the best passing offenses, top three. It's the Dolphins, man. And so the Dolphins are playing the Commanders this week. Then they're playing the Titans the week after that. They're locked in for the playoffs. They're crushing the Jets, the Bills. The Patriots season is done. The Jets' season is pretty much done. If I was Rodgers, I would not come back because you're already going to be out of the playoffs. And it's like, what are you playing for, man? And your line stinks. So it's Tua, man. Tua's going to be in the playoffs. They're probably going to advance through the first round. This exciting time. He's going to have some MVP votes. Tyreek Hill's going to have some MVP votes. He's also going to shatter the single season receiving yards record. And even though his prices are so high, Tua's prices have gone through a little bit of a midseason dip, man. Ever since that loss to the Bills in London, Tua's prices have flatlined. And they just really haven't gone anywhere. And if you look at the data, let's pull up the data here. If you look at the data between him and Jalen Hurts, look, dude, he's lower. He's 30% lower than Jalen Hurts. And we know Jalen Hurts is already low. So,
right.
I am all in on Tua for a playoff flip right now. I think he's the guy you want to buy.
Well, since you went QB, I've always found this QB interesting, right? Kent says he PCs Jalen Waddle. That's cool, man. Yeah, I like Jalen Waddle was actually going to be I actually Googled him a little bit earlier to see maybe I should do my play of the week here for Jalen Waddle. But, you know, before the show began, and I actually just looked this up, you know, right now, I saw a quarterback who is in a top five media market, has an absolutely massive contract, who's now out for the season, have an Origins on card auto, really nice clean look, go for $15 out the door. And that person's name is Daniel Jones. Now, I don't think Daniel Jones is good. I don't. I really, really, really don't. I mean, he looked awful this year, but I'm down with buying the absolute floor of a guy who has shown he can look decent. He can look reasonable. So if I could, even though I'm not a big Origins fan, if I could find something, you know, $15 out the door, I'm perfectly fine with buying the basement, right? Just because somebody you think isn't good doesn't mean that you shouldn't go buy their cards, right? Perfect example was our Justin Fields debate. I'm just kind of out on that, but still, if you believe in somebody or you think that they can have a spike week game or two, then go get them if their prices are at the absolute bottom. So Daniel Jones is someone I'm keeping an eye out for. I understand he's absolutely terrible, but now is the time if you're to want to get some on the low, just be on the lookout.
And here's the thing, 2019 has some nice scarcity. And is he worse than Trey Lance or Zach Wilson? Do you think Daniel Jones is worse than Trey Lance or Zach Wilson?
He's way better than both of them.
He's better than both of those guys. Like, he actually probably will be a starter again. Maybe, I mean, I'm guessing with the Giants. Didn't he sign like a 3 or 4 year extension?
Yeah.
With them? I mean, he's just injured.
Right.
And the Giants stink, although their defense has been coming alive. Like, they just won a defensive battle this past week. Albeit a dumpster fire matchup. But yeah, to your point, you get a 2019 that has the scarcity of starting quarterback, plays for the Giants, which is actually one of the largest media demographic, like size of people, you know, watching the TV in per I don't know how you say that, per square mile kind of thing, then yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You get a rookie auto for that cheap.
Yeah, I'm down. Now, once again, it doesn't mean an endorsement of the player, but still, look at that. Prism auto, $44. I saw an Origins for like $14, so it would be $20 out the door, but still. Out of 10, look at that. I know it's not really desirable, but there's some scarcity there. So, we got some pushback on the Trey Lance thing. So we got some people that think Trey Lance is better than Daniel Jones. They're just saying, we don't know if Trey Lance is good or not, but when is he going to play? I guess, I don't know. I've not looked at Trey Lance's prices in eons.
So. Oh, it's so cheap, man. You can get a rookie ticket auto Trey Lance for like $15-$20. Like,
well, then that might need to be my play of the week, right?
really? Yeah, I mean, he's a third string quarterback. I get it's the Dallas Cowboys, but maybe something. I mean, look how cheap the cards have gotten for him. So. I get the upside, but if he did get a starting job again, I see it. Obviously, it's got nowhere to go but up at these prices. But and people get excited.
Chad wants me to change my pick to Mike White. Chad's my guy, man. I don't know how much more Mike White money I've given him for play of the week so many times, and he always pays off. He's always going to give you that one little bit of Mike White hope. He's always going to do it. He's always going to give you that Mike White glimmer of success. It's all you need. So I might switch to Mike White. We're doing some Kyle Trask.
Yeah, Baker got banged up, but the MRI on his ankle, but the MRI came back negative. So I don't know if he'll miss any time. He came back in the game. There was a little scare. There was, you know, a little spike, as you can see, November 25th. It's obviously very cheap to buy Kyle Trask. But he's like kind of that same thing. What have we seen? A couple preseason games and part of a regular season game. Like, that's it. You know, we've seen more Trey Lance. I just don't know. Like, Trey Lance gets hurt every time he starts. So it's like, I don't know, man.
He's just not, like, out of any player that has ever played the game of football and has had this much hype in the NFL, he has played by far the fewest amount of snaps, right? Because he only really got one season at North Dakota State, and he's barely played at all in the professional ranks. He just doesn't have a whole lot of snaps. And part of me thinks, yeah, we don't know if he's good or not. I just don't know if he's ever going to get the amount of game reps, preseason reps even, for him to get to where he needs to get to, where he's a big-time quarterback. So there you go. Now, Andy, like I always do, I know I'm the point man here, but you could pick, is there anybody, any question that you would like to address?
I'd like to talk about Sam Howe because he's, you know, I see this Sam Howe with all these question marks. So Sam Howe has the number one pass attempts in the NFL right now. Eric Bieniemy has really dialed up this offense. They're playing fast. They're at the fastest pace of play. They're throwing the ball the most out of any team in the NFL. He's also had the most deep ball attempts. And in terms of passing productivity, he's number one in passing yards right now at 3,038, but he's also number one in interceptable passes, number two in danger plays, and number seven in passing touchdowns. Overall, let's look at his efficiency. All right, so true completion percentage, 73.4%. That's number 12. Play action completion, not great. Only 46.9 is number 32. But under pressure, he ranks number three. So there's been some drop passes in there as well. His overall EPA is bad, though. His overall EPA is a negative 48.1, Carter, at number 68. That's pretty bad. I look at, like, he's throwing the ball a lot. He's doing okay in some categories. He's doing really well as a fifth round draft pick. They like him in Washington. What do you think about Sam Howe? I've seen some interesting sold data to where people, just based on how much he's throwing it and his fantasy performances, like, he's been an every week automatic starter for me in fantasy. Great value in fantasy this year. In the card market, I'm not sure he's a great investment because I feel like with fifth round draft capital, Commanders could move on from him next year. I mean, they're going to have a pretty decent pick.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like one of these kind of empty stat QBs. But I mean, it's clear he is a starting like level QB or top backup level QB in the NFL. But right now, he plays a very exciting brand. Like you mentioned, it's a sacks. I mean, he is going to take a record amount of sacks this year, and that can ruin a QB, right? It's not just the hits. It's just the fear of being sacked. It's you're not playing quick enough and decisively enough. So, you know, if you're pulling, Cards and Collectibles says he's pulling a lot of Sam Howells, then I would definitely sell some of them now, especially if they are on the lower end, whether it's a 99 cents let it ride or whatever. Also, Cards and Collectibles said he's working on his first PSA submission. Guess what? We can help you with that here on the Football Card Quest. Just hit us up, man. So there you go. Look at Sam Howell compared to the Brockster.
Oh, yeah. Average of $60 for Sam Howell. Current trend of $38. And the current trend of 145, and this is a 180-day trend. So I'm going back to where Brock is kind of, he's now at a flat line, man. I guess that's an anomaly there.
Right. Someone just bought some. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It pulled in some purple ice PSA 10. But if you can see, like, his peak was around $275. To $300 for that base prism PSA 10, which is wild for 2022. But then the current average is around 150, which is what they were before the season started. Like, so if you kind of think that Brock Purdy is going to make a good playoff run, he's a buy, man. He's a buy. I don't think Brock Purdy's going anywhere for the 49ers.
So yeah, Cards and Collectibles, if you want to join the Discord, just sign up down below or just send me a message on social media and I can help you out. Cause I don't do the PSA subs. Andy does. So we can help you out with that big time, man. If you're a little nervous or you really don't know what you're doing, Andy is relatively experienced. So there you go. Fun show today. Fun show. We're so much closer to Christmas. I feel like we packed in a bunch of information. Please hit the subscribe button. Ring that bell. Subscribe, 5-star review, all that good stuff. And until next week,
peace out, boy.
Peace out.